Hello, this is Kazuyoshi Hisano. Habits Craft for Your Future, Transforming Thoughts and Actions. This is the title of this podcast program. Here's my question today. Are you actually using any skill to practice the habits that you have designed? Of course, behind the question, you need to have designed a specific habit. And my question is related to whether you are using some skill or technique to actually take an action and practice that habit. At this moment, it's not a habit yet. It is the activity that you are thinking and aiming it to become a habit, actually a habit for you. And even if you designed that habit, projective habit, you will need to take an action and start doing, and otherwise that it's just a plan that you have implemented without actually doing it. So let's think about start doing something new and maybe start doing a running every morning or every evening would be a simple example. And you have decided to run every day. Maybe you decided to run how many miles, like 3 miles per day or anything like that. And of course, it's not 7 days, so maybe you decide to run 3 times a week or things like that. So, and you have decided how long you will run, which means then you will decide the time zone, like in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening, you decide. So those are the designing the habits that you want to actually make it a real habit. And there's a big question. Kazuyoshi, you mentioned that let's not use your willpower to start and keep doing the habit. All right, what does it mean? It means that even if you design and you will do it because you have decided, that is using a willpower. And of course, if you keep doing with willpower every day or 3 times a week, then over and over, your entire body system will remember that you would like to do that. So even if in the beginning you felt sometimes a little bit reluctant, because you are using your willpower to keep forcing yourself to do it, and then you will feel that activity not so hard, and you start to feel that part of my life, and then it will become actual habit. So not a problem, not a significant problem that you are using a willpower in the beginning of establishing some new habit. However, even so, from two perspectives, or maybe two perspectives, I would suggest that you would acquire this thought and start using another technique or skill or concept to establish the activity as your habit. So, first one is using some trigger that is a visible and easily recognizable thing. Like a very simple example is that if you want to at least do some exercise, not a big hard one, just do 10 squats or 10 push-ups or whatever. And of course, it's easy, it won't take more than a minute. So you could do any time, but even so, we tend to forget. So my simple suggestion is like this. Like if you wake up and make a coffee with your coffee machine, you prepare everything and then the coffee machine starts to work. So you have 2 minutes. Then why not you will do the squat or push-up. And push-up is okay. You can do that against the wall. You don't have to do that on the floor or like a use a cupboard so that you can make it easy for you to do the push-up. But anything like that. So why not use that 1 or 2 minutes just waiting for the coffee to be made? Let's use the opportunity to do 10 or 20 squats. This is an easy one, right? But this is actually profound. You could use this in various occasions that there are specific activities that you will do every day. And why not combine something that you want to make a new habit and bundle them so that you will not forget? Like if you want to take vitamin every morning, so yeah, you could put that vitamin on the table so that you won't miss it. But I know you want to bring it somewhere and like to make the room tidy. So the another option is put the bottle of your vitamin besides the coffee machine, and you would always see that vitamin together with the coffee. So in the morning, you'll make a coffee and do 10 squats and also have the vitamin. So by using these skills, you just be able to structure the habits on top of one thing and on top of one thing. So you will have a series of structure habits. They start with this and this and this, and you can start to do them without thinking. And so, like, particularly if you are a woman, you will need to do some preparation before going out, like hair and your skin and their makeup and everything. So you should have a certain routine, the processes. So that is obviously a kind of a habit. And if you want to add something, you would just insert that somewhere so that it will be part of your another new habit. And so you know what this means. So combine, bundle a new thing with a traditionally existent habit that you'll never forget. That's one way. And this is based on, in my view, the approach of behaviorism, or like the way, look at the way people, how people will act, and you leverage that is to me, this is approach that is helpful to build your habit powerful, and you'll be able to actually do them. But again, I've explained this in the previous talk, that this is supposed to be like cognitive science or cognitive psychology, and of course, goal vision method system. So therefore, if you look at the kind of actual practice of a habit from that perspective, the things will be totally different. And always start with the goal. In the goal vision, in the cognitive psychology science, you need to start with a goal, and then your brain will tell what needs to be done. So this to this part, this is similar to the previous talk, but let's add one flavor about self-talk. Oh no, sorry, this is wrong. Self-image. If you add about the self-image, you will perceive yourself as a person who does some workout, doesn't have to be a big one, even if you are busy, so that will lead you to doing 10 squats. Maybe it's not limited to 10, but so you would do that 10 in another different occasion, and in the evening in a different occasion, so total it would be 30. That's how it works. But this starts from the notion that you are feeling that I am healthy guy or I am person who work, do some exercise every day. So if you have such kind of a self-image, you would easily remember what you think you are supposed to be doing. Okay? And so about the vitamin part, it's a similar story could apply. And you'll feel that, okay, I'm eating good foods every day. However, I'm not necessarily taking care of the balance of nutrition that I should absorb. So once you start thinking that you would add a new self-image that I am a healthy person or I am the person who will actually seriously think about the food that I eat, and I also take care of the balance of the nutrition or all the ingredients that needs to be accepted to me. So if you have such kind of self-image, and you will start acting in that way, and you will come up with solution of how to remember drinking the vitamin or supplement every day. So this is a combination of a cognitive science, psychology, and the behaviorism. And because I have combined these two, which I presumably I think people have not done yet, and I was able to do this because I am an expert of the practical, actual people growth using the cognitive science model. And also I am, because I'm working with the top athletes and top-notch CEOs, we will definitely need to deal with the habits. And I became a sort of a knowledgeable person, or maybe an expert, a kind of expert of the habits. So therefore, I was able to come up with doing things from the high level and also the real nitty-gritty thing. So if you could combine this, your habit formation and actual practice of the habits will be so, so powerful. So trust me, if you follow this, you're going to be happy in your life. All right, that is the end of today's talk, and I appreciate you for your participation. And there, you can like this program if you think you like it, so please register so that you'll be able to listening without any additional burden. All right, so thank you for listening, and I wish we can meet again. That was Kazuyoshi Hisano. Bye-bye.